So the FFA convention just took place, the national one. You might be aware of that if you're listening to us in Kendall County or Grundy County or someplace like that. But one of the people that was there, Natasha Paris, wrote this piece, which was co-signed by a lot of people. And in part, she said, "We want to begin by stating," she writing "we" on behalf of the people that were co-signing this, "we want to begin by stating that we love the FFA and the myriad opportunities it offers. The advocacy for agriculture, the career skills, and the leadership acumen that is cultivated by FFA and our members. And yet it is precisely because of that that we are saddened and frustrated by the ways that FFA continues to fall short of living up to its stated goal of being an FFA for all. At the 2021 National FFA Convention and Expo, which took place in Indianapolis from October 27th to the 30th, the chants of 'Let's go, Brandon,' a euphemism for 'F Joe Biden,' began at the opening session and continued throughout the convention. Not once did those on stage who represent the organization articulate that this behavior was unacceptable. It was instead up to individual advisors. There was only a mildly worded email sent to advisors 48 hours after the convention began that this behavior was unacceptable. The fact that predominantly white and rural teens espouse the views should not be a surprise to anyone. And in fact, in the 2016 arena at National FFA Convention, in 2016, an arena at the National FFA Convention erupted in chants of 'build the wall.' So FFA should be able to anticipate some of this behavior. This was not the only instance of gross misjudgment by some members and advisors. There were multiple students," and then she posts several pictures that show this, "multiple students who took their few seconds on the largest stage in agriculture as they accepted their awards to display symbols associated with white supremacy and neo-Nazism. And then you see some kids up there giving the Heil Hitler or the OK salute to the crowd as they smile. The sessions all continued as if nothing happened," she writes. "Now, the National FFA officers of color were expected to just accept that this organization is one in which actions that devalue their humanity are not actively condemned." One other note, she writes, "other displays of inappropriate partisanship and non-inclusive behavior were not in short supply, from students wearing Trump flags as capes over their beloved blue jackets to booing a video featuring the vice president, approved vendor selling pro-Trump, anti-Biden paraphernalia, and overtly Christian prayers at an event for public school students, plus anti-indigenous language, misogyny, statements denigrating people who live in cities." And it goes on like that. She said she loves the FFA, but we have to do better. And she's on a phone line right now. Natasha, this is John Williams, and you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad that you were there. And then it was co-signed by several people, dozens of people. Who are the co-signers of that?
A lot of them are fellow ag teachers and FFA advisors from here in Wisconsin, where I am, as well as across the country. There's also some other ag professionals, members of academia, and several people who were in FFA as youth and are saddened to see that this is what has become of their organization.
The National FFA, the Future Farmers of America Convention. What have you heard back from people since then? Are you taking some heat or are you getting some thanks?
Both. I would say that there's been more thanks than heat. You know, you're going, when you say something like this, you're going to get it from both sides. But I think that no matter what, it's important that we have these conversations because things like this have been swept under the rug for a long time. So getting it out in the open is really important.
So you've seen evidence of this in the past?
Yes. I mean, there was the chance of build the wall in 2016. There have been racist statements made at conventions to students in the past. We and that other advisors have told me about. And so this is nothing new.
You know, I wonder if a fair criticism of your critique is this. Build the Wall was a campaign of the sitting president. And if the kids at a convention support the sitting president, then that's not seen as an inappropriate thing per se, right? I mean, it might be non-inclusive, but it to me is different than Let's Go Brandon or something like that. Do you see the distinction I'm trying to make?
I mean, I suppose however Build the Wall was caught up in statements against immigration and Mexican people, which considering agriculture relies on vast numbers of Latino American farm workers at an agriculture convention, that seems kind of the wrong place to do that.
What and in hearing me read back your description of it, would you change anything? Was it as egregious or upsetting as it sounds? Is that a fair recollection, do you think, of what you experienced?
It is a fair recollection, and I've had several talks with my co-signers since it's been published, as people have talked to us about things that they have seen or haven't seen, and you know, we all stand by it. And you know, there are some of the people who were throwing the hand symbols supposedly have excuses about these are traditions in their chapters, and
really,
you know, then we get into intent versus impact, because that is a symbol that is widely recognized as being part of the Proud Boys and other white supremacist groups. And so, you know, maybe it's something that you do with your friends, but doing it on the national FFA stage, where the tradition is to not do any symbols and just accept your award with a smile and thanks, is, you know, we get into an intent versus impact then, because how am I supposed to know that this is something your chapter does? And if I'm someone who has personal issues with that based on my personal background, be it my faith, like the color of my skin, whatever, then, you know, that's where we run into issues.
Well, if the tradition at your local chapter is to throw out a symbol that is a white nationalist or Nazi salute, then I think that's pretty easy to score. One last thing then about all of this, and I'll ask you as we close how people can read your piece, but have you heard from the National FFA, the National Future Farmers of America organization? Do they agree with you, and are they taking steps to rein in this kind of behavior?
They put out a letter that they sent to all advisors across the country last night, and it did not once mention racism. It did explain that they are aware of things and that they are acting to conduct an investigation behind the scenes, but it doesn't talk much about getting the proactive changes that we need to see. And you know, it really doesn't seem to address a lot of the hurt that a lot of us have experienced in FFA over the years.
And you're an FFA member, right?
I'm an FFA advisor.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, yeah.
I was there with my own students.
So the 95th year anniversary next year, I think, is going to be maybe more closely watched. I really am glad that you are there watching and reporting. I'll post a link on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John to what you wrote. Is there another way to reach out to you or to read what you wrote?
It's on my Medium under my name, Natasha Paris.
Okay, so go to medium.com and look for Natasha Paris. Fascinating story, really well written, by the way, and I'm glad you took some time to join us. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you. Have a great day.